This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Amid President Trump's efforts to harden the U.S. border, there's one immigration program the administration seems fine with. It brings hundreds of thousands of foreigners to the U.S. every year. It's the H-2A visa program used by farmers to fill physically demanding jobs in fields and food processing plants. Unlike other visas, there's no limit on people allowed in under this one, and the administration recently revamped the process for farmers, making it easier than ever to hire seasonal foreign workers. Marketplace's Andy Euler reports from North Carolina.
Two school buses full of immigrant farm workers pull up to a convenience store in Fazin, North Carolina. 22-year-old Blanca Benitez Alvaran exits the bus and stands in the back of a long line, waiting to cash her paycheck.
Son seis meses de trabajo aquí.
It's 6 months of work here. First, I begin planting sweet potatoes, and then after that, tobacco.
H-2A workers like Alvaran can stay in the U.S. for up to 10 months in one stretch. She paid a labor recruiter in Mexico, where she's from, to prepare all the paperwork. But then she says she was on her own.
It's not like everybody tells you that all you have to do is arrive here and you make money. You have to look for work.
Once an H-2A worker gets a job, she can be deported if she loses it. Workers have few protections, but are at least supposed to be paid a minimum wage, between $11 and $14 an hour. On top of paying that wage, employers are also on the hook for a bunch of fees. Jimmy Birch runs one of the largest vegetable farms in North Carolina.
We have to pay $950 per employee for all the paperwork and permits, visas, and everything else that goes along with it.
And Birch pays housing and transportation around town. H-2A visa holders make up three-quarters of his workforce of about 200. That's true for a lot of farmers. Last fiscal year, the government granted almost a quarter million ag visas, a 21% increase from the year before. Now, some farmers who aren't eligible to hire foreign seasonal workers want in. Dairy producers need labor year-round. So do mushroom farmers. Rachel Roberts is with the American Mushroom Institute.
It would be a dream for us to have the word seasonal struck out of the visa language so that we would have year-long visas.
It really doesn't make any sense to bring in people for year-round permanent jobs in a temporary status.
That's Daniel Costa at the Economic Policy Institute. He says it's not unheard of for farmers to bring in the same immigrant workers for 20 years or more.
How about we give them a permanent status so that the worker themselves can choose?
Choose whether to stay in the U.S. or return home when the season ends. Blanca Benitez Alvaran says she considers the U.S. home when she's here working. So I ask her, would she stay if she could?
Permanente.
Permanently. Well, if I had the possibility, then yes.
She says in the meantime, she'll continue to work here for 6 months out of the year and send money to her grandmother to hold in Mexico so that maybe she can build a better life back home. In Fazin, North Carolina, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.